Arizona Guy Pitti here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live,
the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH,
here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey, fellow foodies, thank you once again for tuning into the most delicious hour on radio. We are so excited that you have tuned in this Saturday at 5 o'clock, like you do every Saturday at 5 o'clock for the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. It's Matt Russell, broadcasting live. No, not from one of the great Southern Arizona restaurants. No, not from one of the great Southern Arizona bars and pubs and lounges. We are coming to you live from an undisclosed location.
Nice.
Because it's a private event, but check it out. You know what, fellow foodies? Whenever they have these great culinary competitions, it's always the food media, like myself, that gets to be the judge. And we do this all year round. It's one of the best parts of my job. And it's the great celebrity chefs around town that we get to judge. Now the tables are turned, and we actually are doing a Tucson food media throwdown where for the journalists ourselves are the ones that are going head to head, and some of Tucson's finest chefs are sitting in judgment of all of us. We're going to walk through the dishes that we created, the cocktails that we crafted, and you are going to be hearing live a little bit later on in the show from all of our judges who are going to be revealing for the first time who the winner is for this first annual Tucson Food Media Throwdown, where the secret ingredient this year was pulled pork. Now, On the Menu Live, we gotta get started with On the Menu Live. Our team, hardworking barbecue brothers of mine, have been working tirelessly to produce the kind of a dish that we think is going to take to tell the story of victory. And it is my honor to bring together my brothers in barbecue from Latier Films, Scott Latier, and from Dan's Toy Shop, my friend Brian Thacker. How you guys doing?
Hello, Mr. Dan.
How you doing?
Hello, Mr. Matt.
Hanging out in the sun at an undisclosed location. That's right. Making our way through pulled pork, making our way through some great cocktails. What a beautiful day, guys.
It's gorgeous. Is indeed. Mr. Bryan, you pulled some amazing pork today, and I just want to say that publicly.
Yes. I mean, public pulling of pork is allowed. I mean, the pork is on parade here. Let's start with Brian Thacker, because
Please.
He's been a friend of mine for a long time. He's never been on this show. He is an auto mechanic extraordinaire at Dan's Toy Shop and one of my brothers in barbecue. Now, Brian, I'm curious. When you're thinking about the craft of barbecue and what you do for a living as an auto mechanic, are there any similarities? I mean, as an auto mechanic, you have to understand systems. You have to understand process and connection. Does that skill transfer to the pit?
I'd have to say to some degree, yeah. There's a process and a skill to the pulled pork, just as like fixing a car, but there's a process, there's a skill, there's a certain technique that needs to be done. Absolutely.
And when you're at a Casa Thacker, when you are throwing down in your own right, what kind of barbecue do you like doing at home?
I love me some ribs, pulled pork, brisket every now and then.
And I've had your ribs, dude. Oh. I've had your ribs, and your Brian Thacker's ribs are like of epic magnitude.
I appreciate that.
You really should think about actually. I mean, this is for another show, probably, because it's only an hour. But you should probably think about bringing your ribs to the market. I mean, seriously.
I'd buy some.
Brian Thacker's ribs.
I'm considering dabbling in that. I really am.
Right on. How did you approach the throwdown now, Scott? I mean, we're going to talk about our dish in a minute, but what do you like to do on the barbecue side?
You know, today, or on this one, I really did follow Brian and you, because you guys had an amazing idea, and I was just sort of the assistant to help bring it through.
Oh, listen to him, Brian.
Seriously.
He's just so darn, you know.
I'm sucking up to the radio guy, right? No, you know, because I knew this event was just going to be so fun, because we brought some talented people together just to, and they all brought it. They brought some amazing ideas, totally creative. Every dish we ate was super awesome.
It really was.
These guys know what they're doing. And that's so I knew I was not going to be cooking for my kids, for example, which I can do pretty easily and impress them.
We're cooking for some world-class chefs today.
Yeah.
Other competitors today, 520 Eats. We're going to be talking to those guys in a few minutes. Tucson Foodie brought their big game today. I loved our dish, though, guys.
Oh, it was awesome. Brian, I sampled everybody's. I know what we were making because we practiced it a few times, and – Brian knows what to do. You know what to. I mean, our smoked pork was. Just,
we nailed it.
We totally nailed it.
I think
nailed
we did. It. I mean, I don't. Why?
But the problem is, everyone else did too.
Yes, seriously. Absolutely. Some great. So let me give our audience an idea of exactly what the On the Menu Live pit crew pulled together. We called our dish Route 70. Mm-hmm. Just kind of a fun story because Highway 70 goes from Arizona to North Carolina, covering seven states: mm-hmm. Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Tennessee, and North Carolina. Yep. No coincidence, guys, that this weaves its way through some of the great barbecue regions in the country.
Absolutely.
And so, I think we nailed it, right? We infused all kinds of fun little flavors from each state, each area of the country, starting right here with Tucson with our corn pancakes.
A corn cake.
Oh, gosh.
Love it.
So good.
Brought in some Hayden Flour Mills flour mm-hmm. To represent that Arizona part of the story. Some of the best flour I think that you could buy. Mm-hmm. What some wonderful honey, some chili powder, some scallion, just a wonderful griddle cake that got started.
Some hatch green chilies.
Hatch green chilies as we're moving on to New yep. Mexico. You got to bring in some roasted hatch chilies.
Absolutely.
High on the heat range, but not overpowering. It was beautiful.
Not at all.
They were great.
Moving
great.
Over to Texas. North Texas, where Route 70 goes through, it's hickory country. So we did our pork butts 16 plus hours on hickory wood. It was
divine. Mr. Brian.
I mean, he pulled out the bear claws and he was pulling a pork like a pro.
And he kept asking me, "Is it too thick? I'm going with the thicker." Our radio audience couldn't see what we were doing.
Well, there'll be pictures all over the place, I'm sure.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I just posted one. I didn't show him the pork, but Mr. Brian just – that thing was just, he was a master with those bear claws.
I appreciate it.
Unbelievable.
So into the pulled pork, we folded a two vinegar and Tennessee whiskey sauce. Mm-hmm. Vinegar, of course, a North Carolina tradition. Tennessee whiskey, certainly Tennessee. So that leaves Oklahoma and Arkansas. Oklahoma, the state insect for the state of Oklahoma is the honeybee. Mm-hmm. That's why we brought some honey into the corn cake. And then we all topped it off with a fried Southern fried dill pickle that Scott Letier nailed.
Scott, those were awesome.
Of course,
amazing.
The very first fried pickle was discovered at the, I think it was the Little May's Diner in Little Rock, Arkansas, mm-hmm. back in the 60s. So that's the representation of our Arkansas, seven states, seven flavors. I think it's a win.
And I will say this. The audience did – we had some out on display, and the audience were picking at them. I think that could have been an audience fave. The little fried pickles were delicious.
They really were nice.
We put in some Tapatio in the batter to put a little Arizona spice in those things.
Yep.
Fry them up real good. And the heat was just a little reminder. These
just
are not
from on the backside. Just a little bit on the backside.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Yep. Little crushed chiltepines over the top.
Uh huh.
Yeah, as part of the Arizona story. And so you know, Brian, I like I tremble in Brian Thacker's presence when it comes to barbecue. I mean, he's like a real barbecue guy.
Yeah.
Brian, I mean, how do you think we did here on this pulled pork dish?
You know what? We had some great competition today. But honestly, on the side, I think we nailed it.
I think we did too.
I do.
Cocktail, we got just about 30 seconds before we go to a commercial break, but the Run for the Roses is next Saturday, Kentucky Derby. The traditional beverage for the Kentucky Derby is the mint julep. This was kind of a fun take mm-hmm. on the mint julep. We infused some bourbon with some mint for about 3 weeks, added a little bit of agave, a little bit of lemon, shook it up, strained it, and then served it with a little fried mint, just a little crushy, crunchy mint to enjoy with the cocktail. So much fun.
I think the judges were impressed.
I think they
the
were.
The fried mint was awesome.
Just a little bit of a crunch. Anyway, thank you guys
for
helping to see us to victory. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, the boys from 520 Eats are in the house. We're going to see what they think it takes to have victory at the first annual Tucson Food Media Pulled Pork Throwdown. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here. And I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road, or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778.
Rise and shine, fellow foodies. It's time to wake up and start your day the right way.
with a craft cocktail, of course. Wait, what? Yes, our friends at the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro in Northwest Tucson are giving all of us a great reason to get out of bed in the morning with their Wake Up Happy Hour, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 10 a.m. Get happy with some small breakfast dishes and cocktails for only $6 each, like their sweet potato fries topped with an egg and homemade sausage gravy paired with the girls' award-winning 24-carat margarita. Oh, yeah, that's the one made with the real organic carrot juice. Talk about a hefty helping of happy. Choose from a range of dishes and signature cocktails and have fun making the most out of your morning hours at Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, voted best place to eat gluten-free on North Oracle Road just south of Rudisill.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from an undisclosed location for the first annual Tucson Food Media Pulled Pork Throwdown. You heard my brothers and I, Scott Letier and Brian Thacker, talking about the dish that we kicked out. I think we have what it takes to get across the finish line with great fanfare. But there's a team here who thinks they got something to bring to the party itself. From 520 Eats, we got two of my very best friends, Chris Cohen from Young's Market Company.
Hello, hello.
And we got Jamie Rice from Cisco.
Hello.
Foods and James Blue from Quail Distributing. What's going on, guys?
How are you?
We're happy to be here.
Yeah, this is great.
520 Eats. Now, I got to say, I don't want to get biased or anything, but this really was your idea, right? This whole idea came from you guys, right?
It was an idea that we all tossed around.
Yeah, we felt that it would be important for camaraderie purposes for us to get together as media outlets and to bring in some of our closest friends on the food side, obviously celebrity chefs for Tucson, Arizona, to come and judge what it is that we're doing at home.
It's so much fun. I think
it's really like all good ideas, it started on a bar napkin.
Now, do you have the bar napkin?
No, the bad thing is that we wrote in black ink on a black bar napkin. So, you know, at some point we just figured it out.
It's the ideas that are important. But it's great because now finally the guys who we're normally talking about are the ones that are going to be judging us.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a really cool quid pro quo.
And they're going to be revealing the winner here a little bit later on in the show. But when you guys are thinking pulled pork and you want to put together a dish that tells a story that you think it has what it takes to get across the finish line with great fanfare, as I said, talk a little bit about the dish that you brought to this party, guys.
I think right now we're all kind of a fan of the Far East flavors, the Asian flavors, the umami and everything. So we wanted to do a kind of a non-traditional pulled pork dish. So we did kind of a mashup of a southern smoked pulled pork, but with a lot of Asian flavors. So fish sauce and ground ginger and
miso paste.
Okay, wait a minute. Don't just say miso paste and expect me to move on. You're doing a barbecue throwdown and you bring miso paste.
It's umami.
Crazy?
Come on, you got to hit all the taste buds.
every color of miso paste can contribute a more in-depth flavor, whether or not it's white, yellow, or brown. If anybody does not have that inside their refrigerator to even like steam vegetables or anything like that, buy it, try it. You will
love it.
It'll take it to a 2.0, 3.0.
Totally. 4.0. And your dish, I got to say, I thought it was spectacular. The steam bun, just the different textures that I experienced.
We didn't mention that Jamie made those steam buns.
He did not.
Swear to God.
Jamie Rice, you made those steam buns?
I did. I saw the recipe from David Chang, but.
David Chang shared the recipe with Jamie Rice. Jamie Rice is a man of yeast. So he is.
He is the man of yeast. Hashtag man of yeast. But anyway, just the pillowy sort of buoyancy of those steam buns, and they just wrapped around the beautiful pork and those great bright flavors. The miso paste just shone through. Just really, really gorgeous dish. I mean, I think you guys have, I think you can compete with me.
We hope so. Yeah. We'll see you in about...
We got a one-in-three chance.
Yeah, 20 minutes.
So this sounds like a wonderful Asian-inspired dish, and I love you guys like brothers, and I knew that you were not going to come to this competition with an 8x8 styrofoam box of pulled pork and red green leaf garnish. You guys really blew it out, and it was a lot of fun. Now, of course, this is a culinary and a cocktail competition. Talk to us a little about what you had up your sleeve to libate this crowd today.
So we stayed Asian-inspired with it, did a little lemongrass and ginger-infused vodka, threw in kind of in the inspiration of like Thai chilies, used Ancho Reyes chili liqueur with that.
Oh, love it.
Threw a little fresh lemon juice. I have a Meyer lemon tree in my backyard, so I brought that. And then just a splash of sour, and it really just popped. And we threw a little grilled lemongrass with that, threw some mint into a kumquat as our garnish just to make it herbaceous and beautiful. And We had a couple people come back for him, so I think we're pretty happy about it.
I say, what a coincidence. You're all herbaceous and beautiful. anyway, what I loved about this dish and the cocktail is they worked so beautifully together. I mean, it wasn't just, we're going to make a dish, we're going to make a cocktail, and have them kind of stand on their own. The thoughtfulness behind the integration of the flavors I thought was a home run, guys.
We're more NSYNC than Justin Timberlake.
So get us caught up. What's happening in the Young's Market these days, Chris?
We're real busy right now. I'm personally working with the Centurions on getting that event together, so Young's Market's a big contributor to that. Anybody who's available next Saturday, this is a little plug for those guys. It is for charity, so make sure you make it out to the Centurions event next Saturday night. Outside of that, we're just plugging and chugging. It's sales, so
that's right.
And end of the month is right now, and I'm feeling real good.
And I saw you selling to the judges. I had to go over there and interrupt you.
I brought my computer in case anybody needed pricing.
You know, and Jamie, you got it. We're actually all working with the Beelers pork.
Yes.
I mean, this is some of the finest hog under the sun, and they wanted to be a part of this experience as well. And you guys at Zisco love Beelers, right?
We don't distribute through Beelers. They just self-distribute themselves,
okay,
which is fine. We had one of our chef judges had a contact with them and said that they would be happy to donate to this event. And I said, hey, why not? when we got the pork, they actually, Monday, they butchered the hogs in Iowa.
Yeah, the pork we had today was trotting around on Sunday.
On Sunday, yeah. So I'd love to give a great shout-out for them. And, you know, when I got the pork and we started making it, you know, I cut into it. It just looked fantastic. So when we started cooking, we didn't want to mess around with it a whole lot because the flavor of the pork was really kind of shine through. Adam alluded to it in his dish, and I know you did in yours and us as well. So we didn't want to mask that with a whole lot.
Exactly.
So we used a little subtle flavors. That's why the bao buns worked really well because it is a subtle flavor. So a big shout out to those guys for taking care of us for that.
Wonderful. We also want to remind all of our listeners, go to 520eats.com. Check out 520eats on Facebook for all their deliciousness. And now James Blue, catch us up on what you're doing on the quail side of things and what's keeping your palate happy these days.
Keeping me happy, obviously, any kind of flavor, Asian flavors. I don't know. You can't see my eyes through the radio, but anything that has lemongrass and ginger, I'm all about it. We had some interesting secret ingredients for us today, which really opened my eyes to the in-depth Asian contribution to American cuisine. Besides that, at Quail Distributing, we just brought in Page Spring Cellars with Eric Glomsky.
Oh, well done.
Old
awesome.
Partner.
Eric's
of,
awesome.
Maynard James Keenan and Arizona Stronghold. So we're
yes.
super happy about that. I just came and did a winery tour with them on Friday. So I just drove into town today from essentially Cornville/Sedona. That was a beautiful sight to see and to hear his story and to be treated very well by him and his chef who used to work for Thomas Keller at at French
That's
Laundry.
Laundry.
So,
That's right.
I mean, I'm the last 48 hours for me has been absolute heaven. So
I love it.
Glad
you know,
to be here.
Follow James Blue wherever he goes. He's always going to take you to the wonderful world of deliciousness. Jamie Rice and Chris Cohen, 520 Eats. Thank you guys for contributing your gifts to this show. For all of the people that turned out, again, at the Sunday Slow's location, and I'm eager to.
Buzz
oh,
under.
Is that a doorbell I just heard?
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank some more of our valued sponsors. And when we come back, Tucson Foodie is in the house.
Ow.
You're listening to On the Menu Live. Don't go away.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and I've always said that food should make you feel good. It should cater to your comfort and anchor the very moments that memories are made of. So why not make some memories tonight at Tucson's Comfort Table, Commoner & Co. The story begins with a bounty from behind the bar, with specialty cocktails, local and regional craft beers, and super fun wines that you may not have seen anywhere else. Then it's the cuisine that takes center stage, with the freshest ingredients from the land and sea that weave their way through a seasonally inspired menu. Feeling comfy yet? Bring it all together with an atmosphere that's built around community, around conviviality, and yes, around comfort. And you've experienced what a memorable meal is all about. Happy Hour is 7 days a week, with dinner served nightly and a neighborhood brunch on Sundays. And the comfort is always complimentary, of course, at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Cole. I'll see you there. Imagine, if you will, the vibrant flavors of Spanish cuisine, the fresh aromatics of the mountains and valleys of Portugal, the warmth of an embrace by the Italian coastline. These images are brought to you by some of the most delicious extra virgin olive oils under the sun. And you can give your palate a passport to the olive capitals of the world by stopping into Alfonso's today. That's Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. These ultra-fresh oils range from mild to robust, some with subtle notes of fruit, tomato, and grass, and others with notes of brine, herbs, and spice. And each of them is perfect for cooking, for finishing and drizzling, or simply enjoying neat with fresh baked bread. And then have some fun by sampling their portfolio of fused and infused oils, like one of my favorites, the Wild Mushroom and Sage. Pair your favorite oils with their more than 20 aged balsamic vinegars and let the party commence! Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell and the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee. And don't forget, as Tom and Nancy Alfonso say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. See what they're pouring today, fellow foodies, at alfonsooliveoil.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back, fellow foodies. You're listening to On the Menu Live, and it's Matt Russell broadcasting live from a previously undisclosed location. Jamie Rice revealed exactly where we were broadcasting from, but that'll be our little secret. It's the Tucson Food Media Pulled Pork Throwdown, the first of what will be a number of great events where the Tucson food journalists actually go head-to-head in the kitchen to see who has great culinary chops, and some of the greatest chefs across the country are actually convening here to judge for themselves whose dish and cocktail is going to be the victor. And here are two guys who think, I mean, it's just sort of just another day at the office for these guys, because these guys are all about the story of food, because they tell wonderful stories about food on Tucson Foodie. Of course, no stranger to our listening audience, Adam Lehrman from Tucson Foodie and senior writer and executive vice president of content, Jackie Tran. How are you guys doing, man?
We're doing well. How are you, Matt?
Just spin around 180 degrees, Adam and Jackie, and just look. I mean, this is just a gorgeous, gorgeous day in southern Arizona. What a wonderful day for a food throwdown, dude.
You couldn't have picked a better. We got so lucky with the weather today.
Seriously.
Oh, that's amazing.
And it's like I say, when you're doing a throwdown outdoors, you know, I want it 2 degrees cooler rather than 2 degrees warmer.
Yeah.
So we absolutely nailed it. You guys nailed it today, too. I mean, I got to say, you know, I want to win. Of course. Right? But Tucson Foodie, you think pulled pork throwdown, you guys reimagined pork on a plate. Talk to us a little bit about how this whole dish came together.
I totally defer to Jackie on this one. That dish was all him, so I'll let him tell you all about it.
I hear the name pulled pork, I want to push it to the boundaries. That's what we're all about, you know? And, well, pork shoulder, typically pulled pork, it's an inexpensive cut, and long slow cooking is kind of the forte, but people don't always have access to more precise methods of cooking. So we implemented sous vide so we can cook at precisely 140 degrees for 30 hours. So that way it still kind of has that steaky texture. But
you nailed it with
steaky
the sous vide.
Texture. That's exactly what it was.
At a pulled pork throwdown in the vacuum sealed bags, letting them hang out in that warm water bath for how many hours did you say?
30 hours.
30 hours! That shoulder just came out just wonderfully. I mean, it was like candy.
Well, yours was pretty good too, Matt. And you said you smoked yours for 30 hours, right?
16 and a half on hickory. Yeah, but at 225. So a different calculus, if you will. But the dish began with this steaky pork shoulder that was just wonderfully almost candy-esque. And it began to sort of melt away as I bit into it. How did you guys plate it up?
We plate it on top of some collard greens. The bitterness, we wanted so with rich pork, you know, it's a lot of richness. So people are going to do pork shoulder after pork shoulder. There's a lot of fat. So we're going to break it up with acidity. But at the same time, we wanted to balance the acidity with some bitterness. So collard greens came in mind for that.
Yeah, and beautiful.
Yeah, they played nicely. They're pretty. So
they sure are. Yeah.
And then for the sauce itself, it was actually inspired by a previous winner of MasterChef who was blind. She was Vietnamese, and there's this Vietnamese fish sauce caramel. That's not the most appetizing name, but it's...
You got me going. I'm, like, breaking out in goosebumps. A fish sauce caramel? Are you nuts?
Yeah. So it's just sugar. You melt until it becomes caramel, and then you add fish sauce, some garlic, black pepper, and then it just becomes a really umami-rich base.
And the umami was the star of this show. I love how you plated it together with the collard green. Wrap it up almost burrito style with some of these wonderful garnish. Just lovely. Now, this dish, which I think was spectacular, you actually had fun pairing it up with a cocktail, too. Tell us about it.
Yeah, kimchi. Kimchi, we love the
fun. Of course. Talk about a cocktail? Well, kimchi. Duh, Matt.
So, yeah, kimchi, that's just one of the trendier ingredients. And for savory cocktails, Tucson loves their michelada. That's right. One of the most popular cocktails here by far. So we're talking about savory cocktails. And, you know, originally started as a kimchi Bloody Mary. But then just like, oh, michelada as well. Tucson loves that more. And then kimchi-lada. And
I
then,
mean, why not?
Yeah.
And I actually have not had a chance to have one. Well, might have to do that after the show.
We'll
but
make
it really
you one.
Yeah. Sounds, it sounds pretty spectacular. Now, did you bury the kimchi for 6 months underground under 5 feet of earth? Because that's what we do, right? I mean, that's the Vietnamese tradition, to bury the kimchi in glassware 6 feet underground.
Oh, no.
Did you bury your kimchi, Jackie Tran?
No, I walked over to the food co-op today and purchased that kimchi.
Great. Well, so keep it local, brother. Keep it local. The dish, the cocktail, all work so well together. Tucson Foodie, you guys are nonstop. There's so much going on in the world of Tucson Foodie. Get us caught up, Adam. What's going on?
Oh, there's a lot going on our end. It's really cool. We are about to enter two different cities. We're going to expand to Phoenix and Flagstaff.
Awesome.
So we're working on that.
Awesome.
And I'm a little bit more involved in that. You know, Jackie's kind of ear to the ground as far as
ear to the ground, listening to his kimchi.
Literally, but he keeps us all the content flowing, and I'm just trying to get us into other cities at this moment. We just launched this week. An app. It's a beta test of an app that we're going to launch as a native app for iOS and Android, which is really cool. It's a dish discovery platform.
Are we breaking news right now? Are we breaking news? Have you said this on the radio on a Saturday at 5 o'clock?
I have not.
Can I have some exclusive, please?
This is the exclusive radio announcement that
perfect.
That you can this app will only be available for testing for probably another week or two before we launch it into the App Store in a few months. But you can go to trydishlist.com and try out this new app. Let us know what you think. Be honest. If you hate it, let me know. If you love it, I'd actually want to know more about your negative experiences, but I'm pretty confident that you won't have any.
So give the website address again is
trydishlist.com.
Trydishlist.com. Now, the beta is a web app, right? It's not available on your iPhone?
At this stage, it's a web app, so you use it in the browser, but that's just for the test.
Okay, great. There's always so much fun and excitement going on with you guys. You're unstoppable. TucsonFoodie.com for all the answers, for all the deliciousness. Guys, good luck today.
Thank you.
I think you got a great chance of coming in second. We're going to take a quick news break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to the honorable judges who had the difficult task of naming the winner of the Tucson Food Media Pulled Pork Throwdown. You're listening to On the Menu Live. Don't go away.
The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned, fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including fundraising for local charities and food demonstrations at local events. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com for the latest in local dining action and amazing dining deals throughout the year. And follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and if your family is like mine, you gotta have a salad with your pizza, right? I mean, I think it's just as important as the wings and the beer. And when looking for standout salads to accompany our pizza pies, we look no further than Tino's. Family-owned and operated for 32 years, Tino's Pizza just launched a new salad menu that features 8 fresh options, including new chicken Caesar, spinach, and caprese salads. And what fine companions they'll make for one of Tino's signature sandwiches, calzones, or pizzas, like the iconic Big Mo, a 20-inch pizza powerhouse that you have to see to believe. If you're looking for an honest and authentic neighborhood pizza joint, do what I've been doing for decades and ask yourself,
Isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tancaverde Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live, fellow foodies. We are broadcasting live from the first annual Tucson Food Media Pulled Pork Throwdown. You heard from my team, On the Menu Live. You heard from 520 Eats. You heard from Tucson Foodie, all talking about their unique expressions of pork butt. And it was so much fun. But perhaps the most fun that I've had is actually getting ready to cook for our next guests. Because, yes, there's a little anxiety. When you have our guests in the house judging your craft, I was a little nervous. I had a little anxiety. But then I realized it's all okay because we're all brothers in this whole story and some of my great brothers in this community, the honorable judges for this event from the parish, Travis Peters, from Hub Restaurant and Ice Creamery, Ben Caballero, from the Forbes Meat Company, my good friend Ben Forbes, and from the soon-to-be-open Bird Modern Provisions and Bar, the Honorable Daniel Thomas. How you guys doing?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing great. Right. I mean, how are you? I mean, seriously, what an event this has been.
It was a blast. I had a really great time. It was pretty fun.
I mean, you guys got so much going on, and we're so privileged in all of the demands on your time and on your schedule for you to say yes to come on out here and judge dishes prepared by journalists. I mean, we're like all for clowns.
There was cocktails. I mean, how?
Yeah. Free booze. We'll get kitchen folk to your house.
That's what
time.
Happens. I mean, I felt bad because I don't have Dos Equis here for Ben Caballero. Oh, I mean, that's
damn.
Like strike one.
There it is. Oh,
I brought it.
Oh, we didn't even.
Yeah,
I didn't even
one.
Say
Let
that.
Me get one.
We brought our own.
I'll
oh,
have
how?
Get one.
That is so funny. I had no idea. So I gotta ask you, when you guys are preparing to judge, because you guys are always the ones competing. You guys are always bringing your craft to the game, and it's the journalists that actually get to do the judging. When you're doing the judging yourselves, how do you get ready for this? What do you bring to the judging table, guys?
That's all new to me.
I brought, I personally just thought of all the things that you guys give us crap for, and I made sure to remember all of it, and I brought that to the table when we judged your food.
Oh, that's great.
I don't
want
to speak for anyone else, but I prepared myself all week.
Payback's
for
that.
Beautiful thing.
Yeah. Yeah, beautiful thing.
Basically how it went down.
Nicely
I just
put.
Disagreed with everything Travis said.
Yeah. which is our entire relationship.
Yeah, that's right. It's all about balance, right? Now, Ben, you said, you haven't done a whole lot of judging on the food scene before, so was is this your first competition?
This is actually, not my first invitation, but the very first time I've actually been able to step outside the restaurant and be able to do something like this, which is really nice to get away from a service and hang out with fellow chefs, you know, be able to talk with the people that, yeah, it's a friendly competition, you know what I mean? It's not a competition, but it's food and something we all love, and they have all different type of styles, and it's just great to be with people like these gentlemen that put out great food and just enjoy the time, man, and have people cook for us. It's great.
I talk about enjoying the time. I mean, seeing you guys outside of your restaurants on a Saturday at 5 o'clock, I mean, this is like making news in and of itself, right?
Yeah, this isn't going to be on Facebook, is it?
No,
I was
sick.
In trouble.
Yeah. I'm sick.
We all called in sick.
Hey, this ain't Ben Caballero.
That's right. Now, Ben Forbes, we got some chefs here that have restaurants. You're actually what they call, and I think we can say this without getting any FCC violations or any calls, you're a badass butcher. I mean, when I was first introduced to you by name and by brand, people have said, dude, this is an honest to God butcher, of which there are very few in this state. What is a butcher bringing to the judges' table today?
Not much. An appreciation.
Well, I appreciate your honesty, Ben.
You know, no, I mean, honestly, being with these three guys and knowing their caliber of taste and quality, I think, you know, I could say honestly is a passion for the food, respect for it, 27 years in the industry, watching food shows. And I think passion. Passion is number one.
Dig it. Daniel Thomas, you guys are about to open your doors, I think, in a couple of months. Bird, Modern Provisions and Bar on the corner of Ina and Oracle. I understand that that there is a southern kind of brand from the culinary aspect that is going to define the story. So you're bringing some southern creds to this conversation. We're cooking pulled pork. I mean, I'm a little nervous when Daniel Thomas is at my house.
Yeah,
at this undisclosed location.
Yeah, the undisclosed location. Yeah, so we're bringing some southern. It's going to be a little more on the modern side, strong southern influences, but we're going to have all type of backgrounds of food going on in there. Bringing it here, like it's kind of what everybody else said. We're judging you guys. It's your guys' turn to hear what we have to say about you. But we take into consideration the creativity and the execution mainly. You know, we're not going to be too harsh.
Yeah. Travis, talk about some of the categories. So it wasn't just who had the best dish, who had the best cocktail. There was a number of criteria that all sort of were woven together. Talk to us about the categories that you guys
for sure.
Used.
So we started talking. We definitely focused on taste. I think that was the biggest judging area where you could make the most points. We had creativity. We had presentation, of which – you put out a hell of a product on presentation here.
Aw, shucks.
Very, very boisterous. And we just, you know, I think we just broke it down. We it was pretty neat. I think the cool way that we judge it was we did our own individual judging, and then we kind of separated ourselves and went and had a discussion about it and kind of revisited our criteria, and we revisited our critiques. And it was pretty interesting way of doing it. I haven't done it like that, and I want to do it like that in the future. I think it was pretty cool.
I got to tell you, Ben Caballero, you know, we were watching you guys. So when we played it and presented and told the stories of our dishes and cocktails, you know, you all, as Travis said, you all looked at it independently, individually. But then there was like this little caucus over by the jacuzzi in this undisclosed location. And you guys, I mean, that was a snapshot of authenticity because you guys were taking this pretty darn seriously.
Yeah. It's like, again, taking the appreciation in the food and seeing the work put into it. It's something that I think we can all respect, you know. It takes time to think and prepare and then to present all different stages. And I think we all can appreciate that. But to critique it, like, we weren't, like, it wasn't, like, critiquing, like, hard. But it was, like, this is what we love. This is what we loved about it. So, and then what we didn't. But, no, I think we respect everything that everybody came out for and, like, they put their all into it. Well, and it's something that we do all the time.
We all knew what they had to go through.
Yeah, exactly. Because, like,
we've been there.
Like, you see that, like, you being the chef on the other side of the wall, and when that plate hits the table, and you're like, I want to see their face. I'm pretty sure I saw that. Everybody surrounding us, and they're like, now all eyes are on us.
Right.
Like, it's good to be on the other side.
Absolutely.
So much fun. I mean, I tell you, I'm being honest when I say I was a little bit nervous. Because you're thinking about the creds of the people around this table. It's just, I mean, to for some people who don't do this for a living, for us to actually cook for your guys' with your pedigree, it's just a little bit. I mean, I was up all night.
Well for us, that's the easy thing. That's the easy thing.
I was
smoking
pork for 16 hours. Of course,
don't
I was
think
up.
About it, man. It's just food. It's just food.
It's just food. And as we said, Daniel Thomas, it's not just about a great dish that tastes great. I mean, you guys care so deeply about purpose and presentation and plating. I mean, that is all such a fundamental, almost surround sound experience. Look, if you want to have someone come to Bird in a couple of months, and if you want them to come back after their first visit, you have to make sure for everybody around this table, whether you're talking about a prosciutto leg from Forbes Meat Company or a wonderful dish from any of these restaurants, you have to make sure that it is a memorable moment, right?
Yeah, totally, 100%. And that starts from the very beginning, where we get the product from and the pork that we got today. Beeler's Pure Pork, it's out of Iowa. That'll be making its way on the Bird's menu. But once you get that, you have every execution that you have to get through to get it to the plate. There's a lot more that goes into it than people realize. I'm sure you guys found that out today.
Absolutely.
Too.
I gotta tell you, one of the best meals that I have had, if I were to name like a top five meal dish, not restaurant, top five meals in Southern Arizona, you're at one of the restaurants you used to work for, your Beeler's Pork Chop with a mustard seed caviar was nearly life-changing, Daniel Thomas. I mean, and that's kind of the thing that I'm talking about. To have someone stop you in their tracks with a dish that's so fundamentally awesome, that's what this whole thing is all about. Did I stop you in your tracks, Daniel?
You did.
Good answer.
You did. That's 100%.
I mean, I didn't bring mustard seed caviar to the party, but
brought fried pickles.
I brought fried pickles.
Yeah,
right.
There
were fried pickles there for sure.
Ben Forbes, get us caught up on what's happening at Ford's Meat Company, because of course, you know, we love, you know, just this whole story about what you do and this whole kind of classic approach to the, you know, the butchering art. How can people find out a little bit more about you? Where are you? How do you get involved in this whole scene? Is there a place that we can come and order of your majesty? How do we do that?
That was my question.
Well, it's a need to know. you know, we're in an undisclosed location right now. But honestly, it's a slow, nice, organic growth. I'm pretty excited. It just kind of happened. I bought a pig. That's really where it all started. And I invested in that pig. I invested in E&R Pork, a great local pork purveyor.
And Fishers.
And I was just like, you know what, I want to start putting this out there. And I invited some Tucson chefs. I got hooked up with these guys. And I was like, hey, who wants to learn how to cut meat? And it was amazing. Like, everybody was like, oh, my God, Ben, come and teach us, you know, how to you know, handle a whole animal and cut up a whole animal. And, I mean, for me, it's an honor to work with these local Tucson chefs. I mean, these guys, again – being here, being this the fourth wheel, if you would.
Yeah.
Again, it's not a third wheel. I feel like I complete an aspect of the judge panel here. Not being a chef, if you would.
You are a chef, bro.
You're a chef.
But to be able to work with these guys and collaborate with Travis, who picked me up first with my chorizo verde, only green chorizo I've ever heard of or seen of. I mean, I don't know if anybody has ever seen chorizo verde out there, but 25 years in the industry, I've never seen chorizo
Which
verde.
Which I have to cut in and tell you is amazing. We love it. We can't get enough of it, and we sell just a ton of it. So,
well, I mean,
Ben's doing a great job about it.
And you're also the guy behind the spam chorizo on the parish's brunch menu, right?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm all things chorizo.
Get us caught up on what's happening at the parish these days, Travis.
Well, first I want to say I want to talk a little bit about the judging was I came here thinking I was judging one other way, but Ben put a pressure on it. Well, I wanted to think about the meat like a butcher might think about the meat, and I really did judge.
Interesting.
And I wanted to see how the cut was treated, and I don't know if I would have treated it like that if I wasn't sitting next to Ben today.
Wow.
Trying to use his mindset at looking at it coming from a different perspective that I would not use. I haven't used before when I've judged food, so it was pretty interesting
that.
To have Ben in the mix because it just totally made me reevaluate things. So, but anyway, with
totally
the parish,
cool.
Same things happen in the parish all the time. We're just making a ton of food and trying to have fun with it.
Yeah,
it's kind of just what we do.
And you got you're preparing for a little event coming up here in a couple of weeks.
Right? Yeah, we've been kicking Michael Elefante's butt.
Here he goes.
I need to interrupt at this moment.
All week. So, yeah, we're getting ready for Iron Chef domination.
Yeah, okay, so Iron Chef is coming up. I think all the votes are going to be cast by, what is it, May? I can't remember. I mean, it's
voting for those guys is done, and then voting for me continues for a couple of weeks. So they've got all five votes that they were going to get.
And I got to say, as a neutral party, there are some great chefs competing for your votes.
You know
what?
This is a really fun lineup, and everybody's been having a blast with it. It's really been a cool week. I'm excited to just see what happens for the next few weeks with
Daniel.
It. So
yeah.
It's really fun and really silly. I'm excited for it.
I mean, that's what
I hope all these guys get into it.
Okay, let's see you next year.
Do it. Let's do it. It's a blast.
All right, so, Hub Downtown, one of the first pioneering stories in the downtown Tucson restaurant scene. You know, a lot of people, state that claim. Hub was there sort of before a lot of other restaurants were, and you've really continued to sort of define downtown eating. Get us caught up. What's happening in the back of the house at Hub these days?
Man, we're just still just trying to kill it, man. You know, serve these Tucson people, the snowbirds. We just want to feed them, send them out satisfied. We're just pushing, selling all this food. We're actually gonna be going through a whole new revamp pretty soon. We're gonna rebuild the kitchen.
Wow!
We're gonna have a bigger kitchen, which means we're gonna be able to make more food and new food,
be
more
careful,
food.
Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, no, I don't wish for it. It's already on it. So we're preparing ourselves to keep on continuing to just feed downtown, man.
That's
come
awesome.
See me.
Check it
downtown.
Out. Go see Ben at Hub Downtown. Daniel Thomas Bird is gonna be open. You actually gave me a date. Right?
I don't think so. I don't think I did.
It's November 2016.
I think he did, yeah. I thought
November
so. Yeah, no, he did, yeah. Yep.
Soon. Hopefully into June. That's what we're shooting for right now. Construction's 100% underway, and we're ready to go, ready to give people some good food in that area that's been missing for a while.
As he looks at Travis across the table, eyes met. It was like Rocky Balboa and Apollo 3. Gloves are coming off.
Ben Ford has some boxing gloves in this one.
No, we're just
excited for him.
We're excited to get there.
It's actually called Bird Southern Fusion Gastropub. Is that what it is? Or no, that's anyway, better listeners, exactly where the restaurant is?
It's going to be on Ina and Oracle in Casa Stobes, same plaza as Whole Foods, all that area.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
What about on the cocktail side? Are you going to be doing some...
Cocktail side is going to be... Matthew Martinez obviously oversees the whole program for Fushu.
He's a star.
We added Stephen Ott to the mix. I don't know if anybody knows that.
Very well.
From TLC. Mm-hmm. He's great. Matt's basically just handed the program off to him, and he's just ran with it and pairs well with the food, and we're excited. We have our whole crew's ready, fully staffed as far as management goes. We have a good crew. Ready to rock and roll.
And Brandon Katz is listening right now, by the way, because he listens to the show every week.
I hope he listens.
What do you have to say? What would you say to Brandon right now? I mean, if you just give him...
I miss seeing you. Oh. I miss talking to you.
Brandon, he misses you.
I see tears.
Careful, I might cry about it.
It's a new concept. I love everything those guys are about. Seriously, so much fun, so much creativity, imagination when it comes to creating brands around food and beverage. It's so much fun.
Yeah, it's definitely... We get to do what we want to do. We're not really checked in on and... As long as we're making money, we can keep doing what we're doing.
I dig it. Keep going in that direction. All right, let's give away a gift card to one of our listeners. I'm going to dig deep into the treasure chest of gift cards, and we'll find something fun to give away to one of our listeners. But what would be kind of a fun trivia question to ask our listeners today? I mean, it could be about pork. It could be about pigs. It could be about the food, the Tucson food scene. It could be about Ben Forbes. It could be about whatever. What would be some fun trivia question to ask our listeners? Something fun and fresh and cool.
Where's the pork butt come from?
Great question. Okay, so we all used a pork shoulder that actually came from the same farm. And we want to know, what is the name of the farm where the pork came from? If you think you know the answer, send me a note right now, onthemenulive@gmail.com. Again, onthemenulive@gmail.com. First worst person in is going to get a gift card. We're going to take another quick commercial break. And when we come back, the winner will be announced of the Tucson Food Media Pulled Pork Throwdown. Stick around, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
CJ Ham has loyally served our town on the back lines in restaurants for over 20 years. He got in the restaurant business to make a difference, giving hope to disillusioned diners, diners who were sick of the same old thing, diners who dreamed of a better meal and a better life. CJ Ham is a Tucson diner, and he knows what Tucson diners need. He's proven that he can get the job done at Saguaro Corners, and he will get the job done at Iron Chef Tucson. If you're sick and tired of business as usual, go to IronChefTucson.com right now and vote for CJ Ham. CJ Ham, he's right for Tucson, right for Iron Chef, and right for America.
I'm CJ Ham, and I approve this message.
Matt Russell, we're broadcasting live for the Tucson Food Media Pulled Pork Throwdown. Now, we just heard a fun little commercial play during our break. I tell you, I wish this was a TV show to see the expressions. The danced across all of the guests here. But anyway, the time has come, gentlemen, to reveal the winner of this year's Tucson Food Media Pulled Pork Throwdown. We have a winner of the dish, right? And we have a winner of the cocktail.
Yep.
And we are all eagerly awaiting the announcement here. And have you drawn straws to see who gets to make the big announcement?
The only man in the chef coat, it's only right
Travis
for him.
Travis Peters is going to announce the winner in your order and at your speed, man.
Well, so there is no order. There's only first and second. It was a tie.
If you're not first, you're last.
And the winner's only won by a couple points. It was a really
tie?
High race. They're tied for second place.
All right. There's a tie for second place.
There's a... First is clear. Right,
can you go back clear to the jacuzzi? And I don't want no ties, guys. All right.
So we judged everything. We had a long conversation. I think we spent almost a good hour discussing everything. And at the end of the day, we thought the full package and the flavors and guys, you have anything to add to it? Just
the pork.
Yeah, I think it was the overall finish.
Yeah.
Secret ingredient.
Secret ingredient.
It was on the menu live.
No.
Yeah.
Oh! Oh, man. Oh, my goodness. You see what buying an hour of radio time can get you?
No.
I don't know what to say. So, I mean, seriously, I mean, we loved our dish. We loved all the dishes here. But what was it about this dish that seemed to get us like the one?
Your delivery, man. You know what I'm saying? But no. For me personally, it was... Well, not only the story that you told, and then bringing all different ingredients from different places, and then bring them all together into one dish, and they complemented each other very well. And that's in my perspective.
I agree. I think the pork, that's what I judge the most. Everything kind of complemented it. Everything that came, that brought the whole dish together, made it overall the best dish, with the corn cake, the fried, the crispiness of the pickles, the aioli, the chilled peens brought a nice spice. But the pork, the smoke flavor came through. It was vinegary. It was solid. It was a really good pork. It had enough bite.
Definitely had some good vinegar, too. It had a little acid to it, which you definitely want to use for cutting through the fat. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a nice char to it a little bit. And just had it had a good mouthfeel, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think overall with all three dishes, it was tough because – and that's why it took the four of us so long, is we were sitting there talking about – the diversity of the taste, the texture, the flavor, the presentation, everything about it. And it was tough.
And everybody's take on it was completely different.
Totally different.
And I think we were all, at least for me, I was taken back on how serious everybody took it. Each team really delivered. Like, every team delivered.
Yeah.
And I was pretty impressed with everybody's take on that cut.
Nice. Well, thank you, guys. I mean, I'm almost speechless, which is completely unbelievable to everybody who listens to this show. Yeah, hashtag liar.
I wish it was a TV show to see everyone's face after you said that.
Okay, so there actually is a trophy, and we will carry and display that trophy with great pride and great confidence, in celebration really of all of the media outlets that tell the great story of food in this town. Now, it wasn't just a food contest. There was a cocktail component as well. Who is our libation leader?
There was a and this one was also a close race
a cocktail
for second. Oh, there's like 14 cocktails that we had.
I just had the one.
I don't remember.
Three times. Four
over
times.
Over and over.
Five
over
times? Can over. I get another James Blue?
Go back to the jacuzzi. We'll buy another hour. That's fine. We can do whatever you want.
So anyway, we all discussed the drinks, and we had a clear-cut winner. They definitely came out on top.
Yeah, and the cocktail winner would be 5-2-0.
5-2-0! Oh, man. So 5-2-0 eats clear-cut winner on the cocktail
clear
side.
Cut. They delivered.
So what made this cocktail, like, really stand out for you guys?
Travis didn't like it, actually.
Wow.
Already under the bus.
That was a 1-0.
He's not even an Iron Chef. He's just being mean for no reason.
I think the cocktail, it hit on it. It was very, the depth of flavor, all of it, the garnish, everything. It was perfect sweet. The bitterness to it, everything just played well. The presentation was beautiful. Jamie Rice, I think that's the only thing he did.
He told me he went out and bought cups.
Yeah, he did go out and get cups.
He brought his
great on the cup patrol.
He brought his traveling drink maker thing. I don't even know what to call it. It's so little.
But the thing for me is like that potato vodka. I've never heard of it.
Yeah,
I've never heard of it.
I mean,
that's original. That's really original. And some of the stuff they put together. It's a drink I've never tasted before.
Yeah, and they really brought it. You know, we've got some guests here. They are making their way. Let's hear it for 5-2-0-8.
Yeah.
And also to some worthy competitors, Tucson Foodie. Absolutely killed it on the dish and the cocktail as well. And on the menu live, absolutely killed it. Anyway, thank you guys so much for rising to the challenge of doing this. Again, we've got Daniel Thomas here from the soon-to-be-open Bird.
Yes.
We've got Ben Forbes, the badass butcher himself, with the Forbes Meat Company. We're still on the air, actually. I can say that. From the Forbes Meat Company. Check him out on Facebook. He's always got something, like a really cool cut showcase for you. I mean, if you just imagine the light, a day in the life of a butcher, and that's Ben Forbes. We've also got Ben Caballero, the Sultan of downtown Tucson's culinary scene, having a lot of fun down there at Hub, having a like serious fun, and then of course up there on Oracle from the Parish Southern Fusion Gastro Pub. My friend Travis Peters, thank you guys so much for everything
thank you for
that
having
you
me.
Do.
Thank you.
Now, where are you? You're headed out the door here in a couple of minutes. Where are you headed to, Travis?
We're going over to Dragoon to help. We made some food for them, and we're going to help them celebrate their fifth anniversary. So it's pretty exciting.
Fifth anniversary of Dragoon Brewing Company, and that's not only just going there to celebrate. They've got five of the greatest chefs in town: Travis Peters, Ryan Clark, Ken Harvey, Ramiro Scavo. Who else are we missing? There's four, and maybe there's a Tyler Fenton. Riley. Right. Yeah. All of you doing a pop-up restaurant of sorts down at Dragoon Brewing Company. Thank you for moderating your way through this great, delicious hour. But anyway, another round of applause for all of our judges here on the Menu Live. Go see them. Spend your money with them. They are the hardest working people in this community. And I should also say that a week from today is the Run for the Roses, the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs. And we're going to be broadcasting live from Three Canyon Beer and Wine Garden on Sabino Canyon Road, just north of Snyder. They're going to be doing a great Kentucky Derby party with the seersucker suits and the bow ties and the big hats and such. Now, it's not a full-service bar, so you're not going to find a whole lot of bourbon there, but you're going to be finding some great bourbon barrel aged brews that are going to be there. Our good friends from Mr. Cookman's Louisiana Southern Barbecue Truck is going to be there. Champagne flights, all kinds of great stuff happening. Again, next Saturday, starting at noon, going all the way to 11 o'clock at night, we're going to be broadcasting live there starting at 5 o'clock. If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Travis Peters and Ben Caballero and Ben Forbes and Daniel Thomas reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it's On the Menu Live. Cheers, fellow foodies. We'll see you next week.